Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Vegeminarians, weak tree-hugging, pasty-faced, welly-wearing hippies, vegeminarians. Anyone who eats bean feasts, vegeminarians. Just turning a human into a cow methane-producing fart machine, vegeminarians.
News nuggets. Oh, that's a good one. A lap dancer turned nun. Unusual. He's going to perform a religious dance in front of Roman Catholic cardinals and bishops. She was a lap dancer, now she's a nun. Religious dance. Hey? I don't know if this means she's going to dress up as a small boy. She spent years working as an exotic dancer. She swapped the bikinis and high heels for a nun's habit. She performs a mystical choreography, which she calls the Holy Dance. And she's, to quote, "I was wasting my life dancing for men in clubs. The nights were filled with sex and alcohol. It was an empty life, but I liked it because I was the centre of attention." So, rewind a bit. "I was wasting my life. The nights were filled with sex and alcohol." And she got paid for this. Quite sure I agree. "But now my life's been transformed. I dance. But now I dance for God, and I'm happy. All my choreography is dedicated to him. My aim is to pray using my body." What a fucking load of sh... "I pray using my body and dancing about." Really? Are you just an attention seeker here? Is that it? I mean, it seems like everything has to be revolved around dancing. Women, if you really want to know what men are thinking, I'll tell you what. All the time, just don't come too soon. That's it. And if you go on too long, oh, come on, I want to fucking come now. And then it's... sleepy now.
This is a subject, but not really related.
It's in passing in the sandwich shop today, some story. And it was, well, just makes you think, you know, some people's problems are, you know, not maybe as bad as some other people's. There, this poor little fella, just got a girlfriend, 19, virgin. You can picture it. And then the night before, he makes beautiful love with his newfound girl. It's a beautiful moment. The next day, he's smiling, his little face, the biggest of smiles. He can't believe his luck. And now, he's a man. The next day, his girlfriend comes over, and before you know it, she's out. She's got his trousers down and given him a blowjob. Well, he'd only just lost his virginity the day before, and when she said, "Let's have sex in the front room right here, right now," he went, "Oh, no thanks, it's all going a bit fast for me." And she got a bit angry about this. Ugh. Now, isn't that exactly the type of fucking problems we'd all like to have? You come home, your girlfriend's bloody sucking your knob and wanting to have sex right there and right then. I mean, that I really would love that problem. It would be bloody, bloody beautiful. And compared to the other problems, this was, you know, snuggled in between an unwanted baby with a boyfriend she doesn't love. Her boyfriend's turned gay. The other people who must, my letter's public. It's not a fucking problem! My boyfriend's fucking gay! And he's complaining because he's getting pressing blowjobs, his bird wants sex! I didn't actually read the reply though. I didn't need to fucking read the reply. Just get on with it, you little wimp. I think she should give back his virginity and say, "That didn't count. You don't deserve it. Get back to being a bloody virgin. Go on. If that's what you used me to get rid of your virginity and now you don't want to have sex with me anymore, you little bastard. I'm taking it back." She, by the sounds of it, certainly wasn't a virgin.
Tits, knobs, fannies, cunts, penis envy, bollocks swaying, laying on bloody dogs' heads, fannies squirting love juice in vicars' faces, hairy arse cracks, plucked, quims, chuffs, purple vein monsters, frogging, bumming, pooing, shitting, piss, bollocks, fanny, twat.
News, the Grand National News Nugget. Don't happen very often, about once a year. It's the first one. Racing fans are calling for BB presenter to be sacked for mocking Grand National winner Liam Treadwell's teeth. Claire Balding, of all the people who should be making cheeky comments, you wouldn't really put her top of the list. She looks like a big man and is great big huge lesbian. Man lesbian. Still, she's a good egg actually. Claire Balding, kind of silly name, interviewed the jockey on live TV after the 101 to win outsider, Mon Momo. Give us a big grin to the camera. When he smiled, and when he smiled but kept his mouth closed, she added, no, no, let us see your teeth. This sounds a bit slightly odd to me, anyway. No, come on, grin properly, with your teeth. Come on, I'll make you do it again. What fucking grin do I want, you fucking big lesbian man? Ooh, headbutt. That didn't happen. Liam obeyed, and Claire continued, he hasn't got the best teeth in the world, but now you can afford to go out and get them done if you like. Her comments infuriated fans. One of the fans said, Liam Treadwell has just won one of the most dangerous horse races. It's incredible that all Claire Balding could do is comment about his teeth. How about a simple congratulation? Yeah, but that wouldn't be any funny, would it? He'd obviously prepared for the interview with a cracking teeth gag, lined up, ready to rock, and he didn't bloody set her up for the spike, the comedy spike down, so she had to prompt him and demand her teeth to then get out her crap joke. Liam insisted he wasn't upset by the comment, he'd just won the Grand fucking National, for God's sake. Forget what Claire Baldwillie says. Afterwards, someone said to me, did you hear what she just said? But I took it in jest, I wasn't offended or annoyed. Claire apologised to me afterwards, so there are no hard feelings. His fiancé, Warner19, said, I love him, whatever Claire Baldwillie says. Any other day, those comments would have really upset him, but I think he was just happy to have won. He wasn't that fussed. I don't think he'd ever change his teeth anyway. Liam's quite superstitious and he could change his luck.
All right, mate, here's the Hoskinator.
In the mix, non-stop.
So sit back, relax, and listen to some comedy.
Comedy.
And so is most of the front of her house.
I just always remember reading Joe said that nobody was good enough to look after a tuna bird.
Overwhelmed.
Checked out that this is very important. You must have got letters saying, you know, Becky, please come in and be screened again. Why did you not listen to them and why did you listen to Jade?
You get a letter or a call from a doctor saying come on in, and you can just put that phone down and think, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. But because Jade was so in the public eye, it really starts to sink in.
She has come in for a lot.
Exactly. What the fucking doctors know? We listened to Dr. Goody. Jesus Christ. So there's a doctor saying, come in, you might have cancer. Come in and we'll check you out, and if you have, if you come in early, we can get rid of it, you know, it's all good. Nah, well, I can just put the phone down. What the fuck?
Have puppets shagging each other. Well, one day, Roger Redhat had a throbbing purple penis. Percy the purple penis. Oh, what's this? He's going to put it up Jane's furry chuff. Oh no, wait, Roger. Don't forget to put Rubber Johnny on first.
Funny food. It's an unusual little beast, isn't it? I was just thinking today, you know, how do we get to do certain things? You know, who found out that boiling leaves in hot water would make a nice tasty beverage? How many horrible beverages did this bloke, or bloke-ess, come up with? Here, try this. Hot water and sticks. Taste of sticks. That's fuck. Alright, I've got a new one. What is it? Hot water and leaves. Yeah, get out. I'm not drinking any more of your bloody hot water concoctions. They're horrible. Look at that. Oh, that's not bad, actually. You freak. Any leaves? Of course, the poor bugger who tried the stinging nettle one. Ah, horrible, and got stung. But then things get weird. someone's one day having his hot water and leaves, and he goes, you know what, see those cows over there? Yep, I see them. I'm going to go and milk it and then put the milk in my hot water with leaves. And I'd like next to him, I must have thought, what the fucking hell are you going on about? You're going to go in that field, milk the cow, and then put the milk in your leafy hot drink? You are fucking mad. He's a witch, burn him, they probably said. There's loads of things. Like, can you imagine when Mr. Drake came back? Is it Francis Drake? Fucking, I think so. With the potato. And he was like, well, wait till you, on, oh, he's writing a letter probably. Wait till you see this invention. I've invented the potato. What? Potato, it's brilliant. You can have it with almost all of your meals. Potato, what does it taste like? Potato, not much to be honest with you. But this is a good one, you can have it with its skin on. It's got skin? Jeez, I know. Doesn't sound very nice, dude. We can peel the skin off. Oh, Jesus, what the fuck? What? Yeah, then you can mash it. Mash it? Roast it? Boil it? Cut it into, make chips? What are chips? Like skinny potatoes without the skin on. This sounds fucking, I know you say it's good, it's very popular over there, but it sounds a bit fucking weird, you know? I'm not sure if it's going to catch on. You can even make crisps out of it. What are they? Well, you cut it to really fine little, they're like round shapes, but they're never really round. And then you just put loads of salt on them. Doesn't sound amazing, I have to admit here. But probably better than pork scratchings. Bring it over, we'll give it a go, come on. There are lots of things as well. What about drugs? First person with cocaine. Yeah, here you go. Oh, it looks like sugar, what do I do with it? Yeah, just sniff it. No, really hard, get it right up there. What? Yeah, put your finger on one nostril. No. That's it, go for it. There you go. That's the... This doesn't seem right. It seems weird to me. Or food. Oh, fuck it. Like with some things, you, like fish and chips, whatever. If you have it in a restaurant, they put their lemon there. I'm like, what the fuck's that doing here? What's that lemon doing? I'm like, where did it get it? Someone dropped this lemon on my plate. No, we drizzle over the fish. The fuck for? Do you drizzle on any other food? No. Well, what am I going to do to this poor little fish then? I fucking hate lemons. You're cutting fruit up and drizzling it on your bloody dinner? You're bloody sick, get out! I remember once, I had... they're like secret taboos, which you don't... And secret rules of the food. And, like, you'll put cheese on some meals, but if you put cheese on a roast dinner, everyone will go, no! You'd be like, why? What? So we do it on the spaghetti? Why don't we try it on this? Open your minds, people, come on. Get the mozzarella. No, it tastes horrible, you're right. but I had chips, curry sauce and fish. And I just remember this person looking at me with absolute disgust, going, ah, curry sauce and fish, I can't believe it. What is so radical about that, dude? I like curry sauce, I like fish, I even like them together. Check that out. You have curried fish meals, not with batter. So, why let it stop you? Other people come up with these fucking crazy ideas. Why not allow me to do one? There are other funny things we do. Coffee. We grind beans. Now, that sounds normal. But, if you were the first person to say, ah, you don't want to do these coffee beans? I'm going to grind them. And they'd go, what? You're going to grind the beans? What the... Why the fucking hell are you grinding those coffee beans? This is the future. I'm called Mr. Nescafe. I mean, how many other things do we grind? Nothing. That's usually when we're, like, building things. We don't do it to our beans. Sounds weird to me. It sounds like some kind of sex move, to be honest with you. Grind her beans. Oh, she loves it. You know when you're grinding her beans, all right? Oh, yes. I think I can ride bloody brat here. I pretended to slip on a bit of ice, kicked her in. And she was there. She broke the ice into the water, thrashing around. Sounded like a seagull. I went, you sound like a seagull. You have to have some admiration for the balls on these bloody politicians and their expenses. I mean, fucking hell. You've got to be a bit fucking tough to put a couple of porn films on your expenses. You know, what are these really needed? So you know, someone's going to look at these expenses and go, shall we pay for the two porn films? Is she really worth it? Is that an expense that was on business whilst doing the work for a constituent? Did she really have to watch a couple of porn films? Otherwise, she'd never have it. You know, what do you think's happened? Oh, you've got to explain this. Yeah, I really needed those porn films for a business deal. Yep, I clinched it, actually. Well, they said that, you go, fucking right, yeah, here you go. But, you know, they're always there cheeky as well. Oh, my second house. What, your first house is living with your sister whilst your second house has your husband and children in? You fucking what? I mean, there's some brass balls to take in the piss. It's only when you read about the bloody expenses that you just think, fucking hell, what do they not put on here? You know, 150,000 a year expenses. Like Jackie Smith's got 5,000 on kitchen appliances. 5,000 fucking quid? What kind of expense actually fucking is that? What do you actually need to, as part of your job in the kitchen? Just put 88p for a bath plug. For the fucking love of God. Buy your own fucking bath plug, you bastard. Buy it out of the 5 grand you've spent on the kitchen. But what if that isn't on there? What are they excluded? The fucking fuck all, I should imagine, but...
I forgot my letter in the size. No, I'm in front. Get HP, go cut my plug. Never swear in front of none. So you're bummed in a gay bar.
Unleaded, brighter than the sun. Let it, here we go. one wild holiday night, and now I'm dad to be. Ooh! Oh, can you imagine the quality of ladies might have impregnated here? To say he's a bit naive, he's highlighted by the first paragraph. I was sure it was my lucky night when I got holiday sex. Not just sex, this is holiday sex, some special sex. 20% discount. But I didn't plan on becoming a dad. Well, that's the problem there, Sunbeam. Having sex has the potential downside of leading to fatherhood if you don't plan for it not to happen. Oh, the build-up's good. I'm 19, and this year I saved up for some winter sun in Tenerife. He's worked every week, slowly putting away a few pounds, so he might get some precious holiday sex. We went to Tenerife. There was a girl I fancied as soon as we arrived. Blonde and little and fun. Peculiar description, but I seem to be playing it wrong. And night after night, I wound up in bed on my own. Then our last day, I couldn't believe my luck when this girl turned up on her own. I went in for the kill. This bloke doesn't move in for the kill. He probably stood there looking like an awkward bastard, and she gave him some sympathy holiday sex. Didn't know about that one, did you? And she'd only actually shag him because none of her mates were around to embarrass her the next day. Or when they went back to England. They shared a bottle of wine, went to cocktails, and the evening went by in a daze. I asked her back to my room and knew she would say yes. We had sex 3 times and I went to sleep happy. Because if you go to have sex 2 times, you're a bit of a grumpy. I like 3. Just like the number of sugars I have in my cups of tea. We swapped numbers the next morning, but I thought we were history. How wrong can you be? I then got a phone call from her. She claims that she's 6 weeks pregnant and I'm the dad. She says she's keeping it. What should I do? I mean, wait a minute. She's been on holiday in Tenerife for a week. Night after night, he didn't have sex with her. What do you think she was doing, mate? If she's clearly bloody desperate to have sex with you, she's probably shagged everyone else in the resort by then, and you were the last one on the list. Deirdre says, you proved you're not ready to be a dad by not using adequate contraception. So is that better than using inadequate contraception? I would probably say so. Deirdre says, you'll have to prove it with DNA tests. Deirdre knows what she's about, that little slag's about, yeah. Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. When you tell it to a lady, lady, taking her back a bit. That's when you got to boom, you disorientate them, spin them around three times, they're moving for the kill. All tactics I deploy, try it out. And then if you're lucky, she'll get it out.
Ew! Husking here! Well, who did you expect? Right, here we go. Someone sent me an email entitled The Brains of Britain. And it had some, quiz questions and answers from plebs, which certainly did make me chortle a lot. So I'll probably do this as in the boisterous Paxman-like voice will be the questioner, and then maybe another voice for the contestant. But you will get the fucking gist, alright?
What is another name for cherry pickers and cheesemongers?
Homosexuals!
No, they're Redwoods in the British Army who will be very upset with you.
I love the thought here. Cheesemongers as a term for homosexuals. Cherry pickers and cheesemongers. Beautiful, beautiful.
Where do you think Cambridge University is?
Oh, geography isn't my strong point.
There's a clue in the title.
Leicester!
What K could be described as the Islamic Bible? It's got two syllables. Core.
Oh, blimey!
The past particle. The past participle of run. Okay, try it another way. Today I run. Yesterday I
walked!
Who had the worldwide hits with What a Wonderful World?
Oh, I don't know!
I'll give you some clues. What do you call the part between your hand and your elbow?
Arm!
What if you're not weak, you're...
strong!
Correct. And what was Lord Mountbatten's first name?
Louis!
Well, there we are then. So, who had a worldwide hit with the song What a Wonderful World?
I've got it! Frank Sinatra!
I apologise for the very annoying voice. It sounds annoying and I'm just speaking it.
Okay, on the Late Show, what's the capital of Italy?
France!
France is another country. Try again.
Benidorm!
Wrong! Sorry, let's try another question. In which country is a Parthenon?
Sorry, I don't know!
Well, just guess a country then.
Paris!
Oh, I love this one. Weakest link. Oscar Wilde, Adolf Hitler, and Jeffrey Archer have all written books about their experiences in what? Prison or the Conservative Party?
The Conservative Party!
I can imagine Hitler in the Conservative Party, actually.
Beacon Radio, Wolverhampton. For £10, what is the nationality of the Pope? Ruth from Rowley Regis.
I think I know this one.
Jewish?
Oh, this is a beautiful one. University Challenge, can I let you know? Bamber Gascoigne is the questioner.
What was Gandhi's first name?
Goosey!
You've got to be some kind of bloody genius to come up with that.
What happened in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963?
Fucking hell, what's fiber?
I don't know. I wasn't watching it then.
What is the name of the long-running TV comedy about pensioners? Last of the...
Mohicans!
Oh, Richard and Judy. Which American actor is married to Nicole Kidman back then?
Forrest Gump!
On which street did Sherlock Holmes live? He makes bread. He makes cakes.
Kipling Street!
What was signed to bring World War I to an end in 1918?
The Magna Carta.
What S is a kind of whale that can grow up to 80 tons?
Can you give me a clue?
It begins with S and rhymes with perm.
Shark!
How many kings of England have there been?
Well, I know there was Henry VIII, so there must have been...
three!
These are answers written down on a sheet of paper which someone emailed me. They must be true.
How long was the Six-Day War between Egypt and Israel? After long pause...
14 days!
In which country do you spend shekels?
Holland!
Try the next letter of the alphabet.
Iceland!
It's a bad line. Did you say Israel?
No!
What is the name given to a condition where the sufferer can fall asleep at any time? Nostalgia! Steve Friday Afternoon, Radio 2. Johnny Westmuller died on this day. Which jungle-swinging character clad in only a loincloth did he play?
Jesus!
Dizzy Gillespie is famous for playing what?
Basketball!
Who wrote Lord of the Rings?
Enid Blyton!
There are three states of matter. Solid, liquid, and...
jelly!
This is beautiful. Fort Boyard. Arrange these two groups of letters to form a word. C-H-E-D and P-I-T.
Chedpit.
In traffic, what J's is where two roads meet?
Dual carriageway.
Quizmania. Never heard of it. We're looking for an occupation beginning with T.
Doctor.
No, it's T. T for Tommy. T for Tango.
Oh! Doctor!
Oh, this is bloody genius. Name the funny men who once entertained kings and queens at court.
Lepers!
In what way is a leper going to be entertaining kings and queens? With his hilarious bits falling off his body routine. Come on. Which French Mediterranean town hosts a famous film festival every year?
I need a clue, please.
Okay, what do beans come in?
Cartons!
Talk sport. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Two.
The Beatles were known as the Fab.
Five.
At least show the first one wasn't a fluke. In what year was President Kennedy assassinated? Well, let's put it this way. He didn't see 1964.
Ah! 1965!
Who wants to be a millionaire? Asking the audience. Jambon is the French for which food? 11% of the audience said...
jam!
In which European country are people called Walloons?
Wales!
What is India's currency?
Ramadan.
In 30 seconds, name as many well-known politicians as you can.
Tony Brown, Nigel Benn, no, that's it.
Tony Brown and Nigel Benn, the two famous politicians. See, that little list on a Friday, Chortle Sissy it was.
David Bowie!
You get hit the bog of eternal stench.
David Bowie!
Little Labyrinth reference for you there.
With David Bowie!
Leaping around in tight trouser things.
David Bowie!
Here's Nugget. Snogging Gran scares off bailiff. A German granny. Ugh! There's a lot of grannies I wouldn't want to be kissed by, but a German one? No way, Fritz. She gave the bailiff a kiss-off by snogging him as he raided her home over a credit card bill. When you say raided, I don't know how he just walked in. The 6'6" man fled when 5-foot-tall Sandra Herzog showered him with kisses as he tried to get into the family house. So this is a little peculiar. Look. When the 58-year-old opened the door and saw the bailiff, she threw her arms around him and tried to reach up to give him a kiss on the lips. I like the fact they put on the lips in there. How would a 6'6" man know where on earth a 5-foot granny was trying to kiss him? If it indeed was on said lips. The bailiff managed to release himself from Granny's vice-like grip and fled back to the base to report the incident to his boss. What kind of bailiff is that? He comes back from an old granny's trying to get somebody. I had to escape from her vice-like grip. What's that? Is that old 58-year-old granny's 5'5", 58, and a vice-like grip so strong it could almost overpower a 6'6" giant of a man. His boss is going to go, get the fuck back there now! Break her legs if you have to! She said, I wasn't trying to scare him off. He just looked like a hunk standing there, and I felt like giving him a kiss. There's no law against that, is there? Well, there bloody should be, if there's not. Grannies trying to kiss young blokes, that is against the law. There must be a law against... But make one now! Anyway, you better watch yourself. There are grannies everywhere. They might even try and slip their wrinkly tongue in. Ah, no! Get back!
Right, I've just been making my dinner. Curry today. I was putting a bit of Uncle Dave's insanity sauce in there. Now, this baby comes in a coffin. It's that bloody deadly. Comes in its own coffin. Now, I'll give you advice. Some advice here. Any sauce that comes in its own coffin should be treated with respect. Because this baby packs a powerful punch. On the label it says, do not give to pregnant people or people with heart conditions. Now that's what I'm talking about. A bit of danger food. I don't go to dinner just calmly. I go in thinking this might be my last meal and I could kill myself if I've got a heart condition and don't know. Hey, yeah, that is exciting. Living on the edge, I think you call that. Anyway, I've been chopping my stuff for the curry, put this hot sauce in, then I was about to went to the toilet, about to get the big fella out, actually. About to get him out, and then I thought, whoa, stop, almost hot cocked myself, which is when you chop chilies and whatever, then go and touch a piece of your body, and then you soon get the hot tingling sensation of the real burn. Luckily, I washed my hands and avoided the catastrophe, but just a warning to you out there, don't hot cock yourself. Meaty, cakey, pasty cake. bit into it. Only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake. Of course, I always knew he had a problem. From a young age, he was different from the others. From the other children of his own age, he used to run around sniffing arses. Give him something, he'd run off and hide it. He got very excited and he would try and steal food off other children's plates. He could never really talk much, but we thought they don't start talking that early. It wasn't until he was about 3 that someone told me he was a dog.
Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gotta put your arm up to the air and...
Just now, the prisoner's dilemma, and it's if two of you get caught, if you and you've both been interrogated separately, if you both don't say anything, you'll both be alright, but if one says something, then the other one gets stitched up, and then, so what happens is, they go in, and you think, well, is he going to stitch me up? Should I stitch him up first? And then what happens is that they both stitch each other up, but if everyone didn't stitch each other up and said, and stayed with the idea of not grasping on each other, then they'd be alright. Yeah? Well, that is a dilemma. Nice. That's from Radio 4. See, I changed over from Radio 1 and all of a sudden something interesting popped out of the bloody radio. Tremendous. And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed.
Yeah,
brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths.
Oh, yes.
Share it, share the wealth.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Oh, Lordy B.
Right, that's all.